Two of the most meaningful words in children's literature are Caldecott and Newbery. Those are the names of prestigious medals awarded each year by the American Library Association, but they're among nearly two dozen awards the group handed out this year to Books for Kids, and NPR's Netta Ulabi noted a few names that just kept winning during this year's ceremony.
One of the best books for teenagers in American Indian literature was
Firekeeper's Daughter by Angeline Bowley.
A member of the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians, Bowley won two other awards, Best First Young Adult Novel and an award for excellence in literature for young adults. Author Melinda Lowe was only a runner-up for that award, but try not to feel too sorry for her.
Last Night at the Telegraph Club, written by Melinda Lowe.
Lowe won the Best Young Adult Prize for LGBT literature and
the 2022 Asian Pacific American Award for Youth Literature is Last Night at the Telegraph Club, written by Melinda Lowe.
But the book for young people that received the most recognition from the American Library Association this year is called Unspeakable, The Tulsa Race Massacre.
So we won more awards than any other book, huh?
Author Carol Boston Weatherford has won lots of awards. She and her collaborator, the illustrator Floyd Cooper, each won a Coretta Scott King Award this year. Unspeakable was also a Caldecott Honor Book and a runner-up for the Robert Siebert Award. But Weatherford says the biggest reward for her is when a child reads about this piece of history and starts asking questions.
Did that really happen? Or why did that happen?
A book about the Tulsa Race Massacre could be banned in a number of states these days, she warns, because some legislators might see it as critical race theory. Weatherford was looking forward to working on her next book with Floyd Cooper, but he died in July of cancer. He was 65 years old. Netta Ulabi, NPR News.